from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions and answers as well. Send them to anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's Friday the 6th of November already. Wow. And we're taking your questions and answers live today. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. So we heard from Judy in Fort Worth, who emailed us saying, she says, I have several paintings, woodcut, watercolors, and oil paintings bought in the 70s. The watercolor has faded and needs to be restored. It's by a well-known Texas artist. Will that hurt its value? And who should I contact to do this? I would love to get a couple of leads in the area. Also, she asks, where can I go in the Fort Worth area, not Dallas, to have these artworks appraised? Does anybody have any idea? I think Judy called before, but we didn't get an answer for her. So let's see if we get an answer for Judy on getting the woodcut, watercolor, and oil paintings bought in the 70s restored. And wondering where to get them appraised in Fort Worth, not in Dallas. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Benito emailed wondering, how are hurricane names chosen? I know that there's someone or an organization, probably the NOAA possibly, or the National Weather Service, somebody names them, but they get named in different hemispheres. There are lists, and particular hurricanes are removed from lists. There are some thresholds of damage that a hurricane will cause, which will get that name to not get reused again. But somebody will know the details on that and give us a call. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Steve in Fort Worth said, I've heard several stories about the city of Dallas possibly paying to move the cement plant that's near the Hunt Hill Bridge or the Trinity Groves over in West Dallas. Steve says they never named the plant. The stories haven't named the plant or mentioned ownership. Does anybody know who owns it? And let's see. Here's one more from the inbox to start the show today. Pam says at Sabre Industry on Highway 67 between Midlothian and 35, there's a large tower-like construction. Just curious what it is. Looks like someone was having fun with an erector set. I think we've had this question before, and I think they're actually testing tower designs there, and that's what they're always putting up and taking down towers. I think that's the answer we got. But hey, you know, it's a new Friday, so let's see if that's for real. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's start on the phones today with Jennifer in Arlington. Hello, Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, are you there? All right, Jennifer, call us back. Let's try at 800-933-5372. Let's try Tony in Dallas. Hello, Tony.
Hi, this is Tony. How are you?
Yeah, doing well.
Calling about Judy's question about the artwork and all the things she was asking. My uncle is a professional artist, and he is from this area. However, he moved to Boston probably 30, 40 years ago to be with the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. Mm-hmm. She can contact him. His name is Roy Perkinson via his website, and he is now retired and knows virtually all of the artists in this area and in that area. And he has a website. It's PerkinsonPaintings.com.
Okay.
P-E-R-K-I-N. S-O-N.
Great. Hey, Tony, thanks for calling. Thanks for the suggestion.
Sure, and he's a pro.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. I think this is also from the, I think we've had it before, stack. Let's see. Red wants to know, why do huge flocks, and Red says blackbirds, but I think they're grackles, tend to roost in groups in the same places, such as grocery store parking lots, every single night? I think we've had this question before. I know we've had this question before, and I think the answer we've had before is that we've, you know, it's kind of like squirrels, right? We've created this urban environment where this particular niche animal can really thrive. And grackles like tightly branched trees like live oaks, which we tend to plant in shopping store parking lots. And they like open spaces too, so they can see possible predators approaching. And that's the answer we've had before, but somebody, please call and confirm that. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Brett in Louisville emailed and says, with the recent conversations about possible increase of the gas tax, I'm interested if there's a credible study that demonstrates the full cost of not spending money on infrastructure. He says, including wasted gas and time, damage to vehicles due to potholes, of course, increased carbon emissions. Transportation costs are included in every goods sold. He says, it would seem to me that the cost of these would far exceed a nominal increase of the gas tax to the average person. It may actually have a positive economic impact. He says, I can't find a comprehensive, trustworthy study. Does anybody have a suggestion? 800-933-5372. Let's try Jennifer in Arlington again. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, I'm so sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
I have an answer for a question last week about where to donate a wedding dress.
Yeah.
There's an organization called NICU, NICU Helping Hands, and their website is NICUHelpingHands.org, and they have volunteer seamstresses that take the wedding dresses that are donated and turn them into gowns for babies that have been deceased to be buried in.
Hey, thanks so much for calling, Jennifer.
Thank you. Bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Gary in Fort Worth. Hello, Gary.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
This is an extension from a question from last week.
Okay.
They called in asking about what they could do about junk mail that their senior parents were getting.
Right.
And people calling them, asking them for money. And the answer came in that the guy said, he had a machine or had talked to the phone company that would restrict calls to 20 plugged-in numbers on the telephone,
mm-hmm.
and I need to know where I can get that machine or service.
Okay, well, we'll see if somebody remembers. It's been a long week since we did the show last week.
He said he had one,
right?
But he didn't say where he got it or how he did that.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can get somebody will remember. And we got 45 minutes or so, so hopefully we'll get an answer.
Okay,
for
good deal. Thank you, Gary.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Carolyn, who, trust me, would know about the art appraisal restoration question. Carolyn says, I'd call the Dallas Museum of Art first. They may at least be able to refer her to someone. And for that matter, she's in Fort Worth. I think it was Judy is in Fort Worth. Reach out to the Fort Worth Modern or the Kimball and see if they have a lead for you. There are lots of folks in the art biz and art restoration biz, I would assume, in Fort Worth as well. Good suggestion, Carolyn. Thanks for your email. We got an email from Steve who wants to know, where do wasps go in the winter or during cold weather? Where do they go? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's talk next to Cornell, who's calling from the Mid-Cities. Hello, Cornell.
Yes, hello.
Hi there.
Yes, I was interested in finding out for new artists that are just beginning to paint, like acrylics on canvas.
Mm-hmm.
Where could I go to get my art displayed or looked at or just seen?
Right, you're making art and you would like to show it.
Yeah.
So what's a first step sort of thing?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, we got lots of folks listening, so we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Thank you.
Right, thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Gardner says, I have a theory about why the grackles choose parking lots and intersections for roosting at sunset. Gardner says, I think it's because of the constant light. Jessica emailed us and says, wasps die in the winter. So I guess they must leave some sort of larvae for the next year. We had a question last week in the Natural World stack here about these oak trees dropping the tiny little red berries. And Steve in Fort Worth said the oak trees are dropping oak galls containing the developing larvae, usually of small beneficial parasitic wasps. So I guess the tree is making a little gall around the wasp and the wasp larvae and dropping it. And that's part of the deal, right? I guess it's a good thing. Let's see. We got an email from Marianne who's responding to the question about how to get a traffic light retimed from someone listening last week. Marianne says, if the traffic light caller was from Dallas, calling 311 should help resolve the issue. So you put in a service request. And let's see, we got another answer on donating the wedding dress from Ryan, who says, Ryan in Frisco, who says, I've done volunteer work accepting and sorting donations for Frisco resale in Frisco. I've seen several wedding dresses come in as donations. Your caller can find out more information at friscofamilieservices.org. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Bill calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Jeff. My question was about warehouse clubs, Sam's and Costco that we have in the area.
Mm-hmm.
What listeners preferred and what the most cost-effective or most benefit membership option was.
Hmm. Okay.
I live in the mid-city specifically, so Costco is a little bit more of a drive, so I was hoping people could really sell me on it so that driving was worth it.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, we could get any number of calls about this, but I think that, you know, one thing that I would recommend, they carry different stuff, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I would recommend is if you figure out which one's closer or farther away to you or more convenient, and then ask your friends and colleagues who goes where and can go shopping with one of them. So you can actually see, you know, you can go in as a guest with someone with a membership.
Oh, and I didn't know that you could purchase without being a member.
You can do it with your, you know, your friend can use their card to make it work. I mean, that's how we'd done it in the past with our parents and stuff. You know, like, hey, we'll go to Sam's and try that, or hey, we'll go to Costco and try that. That's what I'd recommend, because then you'll kind of get an idea of what, you know, what the experience is like for you. But that's just my suggestion. Well, I'm sure we'll get a couple of thoughts on that for you, too.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff. Love the show every week.
Hey, thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Here's one we got from David in Richardson, who says, on that call blocker question, we use the CPR call blocker. He says there are several such devices on the market. This holds 1,200 numbers. They have it on Amazon, and it's called the CPR, just like cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR call blocker. Let's see. This is from Ray and Keller, who wants to know who in the Fort Worth area creates art from leftover granite and marble countertops. Ray says, I would like to donate some. I have a couple of pieces created for our home. Sounds like Ray wants to do a trade. So shoot us a note. Anything at kera.org. Call us 800-933-5372 or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us, though. More of your questions and your answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. My name is Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what David did. David says, birds like to gather in parking lot trees because it's a target-rich environment. I think he's joking there, but there, because he says people, cars, etc. But he's actually onto something, because there's a lot of garbage and trash and food that we leave behind in those parking lots. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phone and talk to John in Richardson. Hello, John.
Hi, Jeff, and you're not just going back to John. You're going back to John from last week.
Oh, okay.
The guy that provided that information about the AT&T service, the call restriction, where it only allows a bank of 20 numbers to get through to the number being dialed. So it's not a machine like your previous listener suggested, which is a great idea. It's a service through AT&T and possibly through other phone providers. That's just who my mom uses.
Okay, so it's just a service through AT&T.
Correct. And you can online set up the list of numbers you want to have access to that person's phone number, and those that don't can always call her cell phone, but I just don't want unlimited people being able to reach my mom because of past experience with bad experiences with telemarketers.
Hey, great, John. Thanks for calling back. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the show, Jeff.
You bet. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Muhammad calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Muhammad.
Yeah, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, my question is I've not been able to understand how insurance companies come out with our deductibles and our co-pays. Now, my question is, do they have the freedom to do whatever they want, or there is a government or state agencies that monitors how they go about calculating our deductible? I really, really want to know.
Well, that's a good question, and hopefully someone out there will have an answer for us. Stay with us.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully we'll get an answer for you. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. Doug emailed and said, Doug in Fort Worth says, it's my understanding that the tornado siren, or a civil defense siren, is just a big speaker. He says, that said, why do cities play the actual siren on test days instead of a sound that could be easily discernible from it? Personally, Doug says, I would not mind hearing the siren every other week if they would play some Led Zeppelin for the test. He says that way the city would know if the siren works or not without people getting the test mixed up with actual sign of danger. I don't know that it's just a speaker, because, you know, those sirens have like that. Have you ever seen one of those hand cranked sirens? Or if you watch like a period costume drama, I'm thinking of recently The Nick, that where the ambulance is like a horse-drawn ambulance, but there's one of the guys is like driving it while the other guy is cranking this siren. And I've also seen a band play before, and they had a siren on stage that you cranked up, and it played the siren sound. I don't know. I don't know. I'll look and see if I can figure out. Maybe somebody can send us how it works on the siren thing. But I think those might be mechanical, not just loudspeakers. But someone will, of course, correct me if I'm wrong. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Couple of emails on the Costco versus Sam's or Sam's versus Costco question. Marcy says, we got a one-day pass at both stores so we could buy things and compare. Steven says, buy a gift card to each place and shop both without membership to try it out. So both good suggestions. And let's go to the phone at 800-933-5372 and talk to Shelley in Plano. Hello, Shelley.
Hey, good afternoon, or good, yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah.
So two quick things. The first one is you can also do the comparison if you have a friend with a Costco sign up. You can do it online at Costco.com.
Oh, okay.
Super easy, and you can see everything that they have, and you can probably do the same thing on the Sam's sign also.
Right.
The second one is Costco for sure has open days. So they do at least two a year where they're open to the public. And all you have to do is you sign up online, and you can go in at that time, and you get to see what's available to the Costco members, and you can shop at that time. So both of those are viable ways to figure out if it's right for you and you want to drive from the city to the burbs.
Yeah, and it's easy to do. It's easy to do it with a friend, too. You can go in with a friend.
Absolutely.
Because trust me, they want to sell you stuff.
Exactly.
Even if you're not a current member.
Exactly, because they'll let you use your friend's Costco membership and you pay with your own credit card.
Yeah, we've done it right in line before with a friend, and they just, you know, we swiped the card and did the thing, and then they did it too. So, all right. Well, hey, thanks, Shelley. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Have a great weekend, y'all.
You too. Let's see. Let's talk to Annie calling from Dallas. Hello, Annie.
Hi.
Hey there.
So I have an answer for the insurance one that he called about. It's in regards to the deductible and co-insurance.
Yeah.
That's actually it's actually regulated by the government. I actually went through my benefits today, and they were talking about how the government does regulate deductibles and co-insurances for insurance companies.
Very good. All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you. All right.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. This is one of my favorite kinds of questions that Carol has emailed us. Carol asks, does anyone know a good book for a road trip through Texas and New Mexico? She says, I'm looking for maps, landmarks, and suggested stops. I'm not a GPS person, and I want info in old-fashioned print. Does anybody have a suggestion for a book that kind of talks about this? You know, I still think about the, is it William Least Heat Moon? Is that his name? The Blue Highways guy? And it's been so many years since I read it. I can't remember if he went through Texas and New Mexico. That's one of the, you know, I mean, that's a quintessential sort of, you know, narrative. William Least Heat Moon is his name. William Least Heat Moon. Blue Highways, A Journey into America. You know, that's one of the quintessential sort of narrative journalism road trip books from, looking on the internet here, 1982. But I can't remember if he goes through Texas, New Mexico. And maybe there's someone who's written a, you know, a little travel log narrative. We've also had the suggestion, and you're starting to hear them some, if you listen to Morning Edition, on Morning Edition, you're starting to hear some stuff from the folks at Atlas Obscura, who have this collection online of all these interesting and obscure places. So there's a couple of leads, but somebody will know specifically if there's a good book to suggest a road trip through Texas and New Mexico. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Howard in Arlington. Hello, Howard.
Morning. I got a question. Mm-hmm. Not last Sunday, but the Sunday before, about between 2 and 2:30 in the afternoon in Arlington, and anybody on the southwest side, say around Arkansas Lane, east of Little Road, might have, standing outside, would have heard and seen it. There were two planes that seemed extremely low overhead. I mean, even though they were close, I had to stand on my tiptoes to see them. And they went quick and fast, and I couldn't really get a glimpse of the first one. But the second one trailing it may have been a World War II-era plane, maybe not. Definitely one propeller, low wing. They were trailing each other by about maybe 300 feet when the second one suddenly turned and went straight up, turning, and a trail of smoke or vapor sometime come out from under the wings. And it was quite dramatic. And then he made a dive and got down on the tail of the first one, and they made kind of a turn and went perhaps towards Manfield. As my father points out, we're on the wrong side of town for any air show. And this is right after the rains, when it was, you know, just after the steady rains had stopped. Unusual.
And say one more time what sort of what the area was. It was in Arlington, you said.
Yeah, it is in Arlington. We were off on a little side street, but say Arkansas Lane and Little Road where they intersect. Anybody east of Little Road.
And then there's no crop dusting going on over there.
No. That was the first thought that occurred to me, is because I've seen crop dusters.
Right.
And I saw the steady, you know, you see these streams are going about maybe maybe a foot apart off one wing or both wings. Mm-hmm. It's hard to beat.
Okay.
But, yeah, you could see the steady stream. And, of course, this year at time, I'm thinking, not a terrorist attack. Well, that makes no sense because of the air maneuvers and everything.
Right.
So.
No, it sounded like they were doing acrobatic practice, but we'll see if somebody...
Practice, but it's, yeah. I've seen them practice when I lived out in Johnson County over rural areas. When
right,
they do
right.
practice that, it's normal. Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see if somebody knows. Thanks, Howard.
Yeah, I'm curious myself. Thank you, sir.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. That's where we got this from Laurel. Can anybody suggest how to do a will in the Garland area for an elderly couple at an affordable or no cost? Anybody have any suggestions for doing a will, a free or affordable will for an elderly couple? Let's see. Jim in Richardson says, I caught the end of a trailer for an NPR show that I believe was supposed to air last Saturday at 8, I think. The show was about a person in prison that had diabetes. The prison had a diet program that helped him virtually cure his diabetes. I was not able to hear the show. Does anybody remember or know where I can find it online? And Jim, I went ahead and asked the powers that be here, too. So hopefully we'll get an answer for you. Ella says, a friend told me I should remove holly bushes from my shrubberies because they will break into the sewer lines with their roots. Can your listeners verify this? And Emma says, for the last 2 months, October and November, tiny black bugs have prevented me from hanging my laundry outside to dry. This is the first year that I've noticed these bugs. My husband says they come every fall, but I just observed them this year. They're everywhere, landing on our cars and anything stationary. Will they disappear when the temperature drops? Emma in South Oak Cliff signs her email environmentally friendly. Somebody know. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me if you're inclined to the Twitter. But let's go back to the phone and talk to Francisco calling from Dallas. Hello, Francisco.
Hi, happy Friday.
Same to you. We made it. We made it.
I'm curious. I rent an apartment, and I'm just tired of paying all these sort of fees and really high rent. They're always seeming to raise the rent. And it just makes me wonder, because I've lived in other states where it feels like as a renter you have more rights and you're sort of on equal footing with the landlord or these corporations, really. I'm wondering, though, if there's an organization in Dallas or Texas that's working to lobby for tenants on their behalf to make, you know, make things better for us.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Dirk in Dallas. Hello, Dirk.
Hello. How are you today?
Doing well.
Great. I'm drowning in plasticware. Every time I go through a drive-in window, I get more, and I don't want to throw it away, and I'm wondering if there's a place to recycle it.
Hmm. So I guess, do you recycle at home?
Yeah, but it's hard plastic, and I've never seen it put in the normal recycle bin that they come by and pick up. So
yeah, so question one for me is this something you can just throw into the recycling bin, we'll see if we get an answer on that, and if not, is there another place? You know, you can also just ask for no plasticware, but they put it in automatically, right? You're just getting it,
yeah.
No matter where you go, automatically. It's like the bag, you know, at the grocery store. You just get automatically given a bag. So we'll see if
they forget.
Yeah.
You know, when you ask them to hold it, it's just such an automatic response to put it in there with your order.
And really, you know, in defense of the frontline retail workers who have probably, you know, one of the toughest jobs out there.
Oh, yeah.
If there's one customer who complained because they didn't get plasticware in their to-go bag, and the manager came to that employee is going to put plasticware in every to-go bag forever, right? Because that's what their job, that's what they're supposed to do. That's what they're trained to do. And so you can see a situation where somebody has.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I also try to not take those things, but I can see where it comes from. It's just sort of built into our trained sort of consumer way of doing things. But we'll see if we get an answer for
you. Stuff in regular recycling, that would be great, but yeah. I don't think they take it.
Okay, well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. We got a whole nother segment, so hopefully we will.
Okay,
right.
Great.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks.
Line open, 800-933-5372. In the mystery solved department, let's talk to Greg in McKinney. Hello, Greg.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have a potential answer on the aerobatics over Arlington, and that is that the largest group of club-level flyers of World War II-era aircraft fly out of Arrow County Airport in McKinney.
Okay, so you think they would have been all the way down over residential areas in Arlington, or do you...
They fly oftentimes over our residential area,
okay,
and I've seen up to five aircraft doing mock dogfights at one time over our neighborhood, and it's possible that they did some flying down there.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Dennis says the oldest in Richardson hand crank sirens are indeed mechanical. However, more modern ones, which are somewhat more common, are actually driven by electricity. When you crank the handle, it works much like a hand crank flashlight, generates a current. When you pass the current through the device, there's a diaphragm that goes back and forth and produces the sound you hear. He says, I don't remember the exact mechanics, but if you look on YouTube, there are a number of videos of disassembly of various sirens. The severe weather warning sirens here in DFW, of course, are all electric for the most part, so the older ones still have mechanical parts that produce the sound, but those mechanical parts are driven by electricity. So in that case, I guess I'm partially right, because it sounds like it is mechanical, at least in some cases. But we got a very patient caller waiting to also answer this question, who we'll get to right after the break. You can join that caller at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. But don't go away, because more of your questions, your answers, in a couple of minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. Right here in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, I'm Jeff Whittington, and our phone number is 800-933-5372. You can also email us, of course, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to, at this point, the Patient Caller of the Week award winner, Chris in Carrollton. Hello, Chris.
Hello. I will take that award.
Well, there's somebody that's not far behind you, so depends on how long we talk. But right now, you've got it.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that you were both right and your previous listener was right. Those sirens are, they have been mechanical, so there is actually a mechanism that rotates. And the faster that it rotates or oscillates, the higher the pitch. So that's why you hear the sirens going up. And then the motor will actually stop, and that's when the siren will go down when the slowing down.
Okay. Well, very good. Thanks, Chris.
Not a problem.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Jude in Arlington. Hello, Jude.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Doing well.
Good. Something I want to tell you, sort of a suggestion.
Okay.
I have a mechanic guy. I gave him a boss to repair for me. After giving me all the parts and everything, he came and took the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Then after 2 months, he called me back and said, hey, he won't be able to do the vehicle. I said, okay, bring me back my vehicle. He said, well, he took it to a warehouse. He should give me a number to call the people so that I come and get the car. I said, okay. Now he didn't give me the number. The people didn't call me. And I called him back. I said, come on, let's take me to where you dropped my bus. He never did that, and up to then I've been calling him about 6 months now. He don't want to answer his phone. And then my boss is still with him, so I don't know what to do. So that's why I'm asking for an advice, please.
So he's got your vehicle. He's had your vehicle for several months and hasn't repaired it, won't return it, and now you can't get him to get it back to you. It sounds like to me, and I'm not a law enforcement official, but it sounds like you might want to talk to somebody in law enforcement about it.
Okay.
I mean, that's just, you know, that's, unless he has a storefront or a business or, you know, some place that you can go, you might need to file a theft report. But we'll see if we get some other suggestions for you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you bet. Thanks for calling. And sorry about that situation. 800-933-5372 is our phone number, email address, anything at kera.org. Lauren says, the segment about a program teaching prisoners to manage their diabetes was in an episode of Latino USA, which just recently aired. And Lauren says, the free show archive of podcasts can be found at soundcloud.com/Latino USA. And Lauren says it's episode 1543 called Locked Up, and segment number 3 called Locked Up with Diabetes. So check out soundcloud.com/Latino USA, or I bet you can go to latinousa.org as well and find this episode 1543. Thanks, Lauren. Appreciate that. Let's see. We got an email from Tony, who said, hey, I heard something about last week about getting a dog therapy dog certified and trained, and I can't remember what it was. And that was pawsacrosstexas.org, pawsacrosstexas.org, who do that therapy dog training. I think that's probably a pretty popular question. let's see. More on we got some more on sirens here. Karen reminds us from Hearst that the sirens also rotate themselves. The cone also rotates around so that everyone has an equal chance to hear the test or emergency. The test should only be happening the first Wednesday of the month at 1 p.m. She says, I'm very near a siren and have only heard it from inside the house, but yesterday I was outside for the tornado warning in North Richland Hills. So, yeah, if you're not hearing it on the first Wednesday of the month at 1 p.m., according to Karen here, then you should know. Like, look at your watch and make sure it's not the first Wednesday of the month, right? And Brian chimed in on this too, and he says, to answer the second part of the question, as to why they test the sirens at regular intervals, the primary benefits to playing the actual emergency alert sound at regularly scheduled intervals are, number one, verification that the sirens themselves are operating properly and can generate the requisite sound when needed during an emergency, and to educate the public so that they know what an emergency alert actually sounds like. Brian says, and he's running from Southlake, by the way, while it's possible that people might be occasionally misled into believing there's an actual emergency, hopefully the regularity of the test, and he says noon Friday every 2 weeks, would allow the public to become used to it. So now I got another question. When actually is the official test supposed to happen? Hopefully we can squeeze that answer in. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Craig in Dallas. Hello, Craig.
Howdy.
Hey there.
Got an answer for the person wanting to do a low-cost will. I believe it was originating in Garland. There's a website called Lambda Legal, like Lambda from the Greek alphabet,
uh-huh.
LambdaLegal.com. They have downloadable wills and powers of attorney and all sorts of legal stuff like that for free.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much, Craig.
Okay. Have a good one.
And I knew this was going to come in handy, because I get this press release every month or so from the folks over at the Dallas Bar Association. And they have this legal – the Tarrant County Bar Association has it too. You can probably look it up because we've been educated about that doing the show. But the Dallas Bar Association sends me a reminder, because that's really the best way to remind me of the stuff. And they have the volunteer attorneys answering legal questions anonymously on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, November 11th, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., and on Wednesday, November 18th, which is this free call-in program on the second and third Wednesdays of each month. And what they do is they, anonymous lawyers, answer your questions on law-related areas, ranging from, according to this, divorce and child support matters to wills, insurance, employment, criminal law matters. And I'm going to give out the phone number. I never do this except for the Dallas Bar Association. And I read the Tarrant County one, too. If somebody wants to send me that, I'll be happy to read that, too. It's 214-220-7476. And that's going to be Wednesday from 5:30 to 8. So if you need, you know, legal advice, it's a good place to start. Also on the wills question, Scott says, the attorney we've used for several recent deaths told me that in Texas, a will that is written in the hand of the party in question is legal. It cannot be typewritten and signed. It must be written, dated, and signed all by that person. And this makes it legal and enforceable in Texas. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. I lied earlier, and Joy in Waxahachie is now the Patient Caller of the Week Award winner. Hey, Joy.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, I have a suggestion for the plasticware from the restaurant.
Yeah.
I work at Salvation Army, and so I just take all of mine to them because they serve a lot of community meals. So he may want to look at other nonprofits that serve community meals or churches that serve meals and take them there.
Hey, that is a great suggestion. Thanks, Joy.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Let's see. We got a couple of these. Let's talk to Lisa in Fort Worth. Hello, Lisa.
Hey, Jeff. I think Joy just answered the same question I was about to, but
okay.
I'll second her as far as the Salvation Army. I was also going to suggest either a food pantry or homeless shelter in the area. And then I know that I have a very young daughter that's at daycare, and they're always needing stuff like that. So Boys and Girls Clubs or daycares and elementary schools that have after-school programs where they give snacks are always in need of stuff like that.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks so much.
We got an email from Hiram who says, yes, you can put those plastic forks and stuff in your normal recycling bin. He says it's just plastic. But in the past, there's been that whole thing about, is it number one? Is it number three? Is it number six or five or seven? Or, you know, and there were certain ones they didn't take, right? Right? I think so. So I think that's part of the reason that that we had the question. But that's what I do. I just throw them in the recycling thing. Michael emailed about the Costco and Sam's conundrum. Let's see. Michael says, here's my insider tip. He says, I used to be in the alcoholic beverage business, and both operations have a very extensive beer and wine selection, excellent prices. He says, because of the laws in the state, a retailer cannot require a private membership to buy beer or wine. They don't promote this, but it's a fact. He says, the only stipulation on the beer is that you have to buy a full case. He says neither carries hard liquor. Costco does have a liquor store attached to most of its stores, but it's open to the public and privately owned, despite having the name Costco Liquor. So I guess what Michael is saying is you can go in and buy beer, although it sounds like that's not widely known. 800-933-5372. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Lico in Dallas. Hello, Lico.
Hello, you talked to Lisa in Fort Worth, and I'm Lico in Dallas.
Hey.
Thank you for being in the air. It's been a while since I talked to you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, I'm a civil rights investigator for LULAC, and I had the same thing happen to my car. This father and son combo took my car. They was going to put an engine in it. I didn't get callbacks or anything. So I called the sheriff's department. They went with me. I recovered my vehicle. I filed a JP lawsuit, and all I got is a judgment, which I have to renew every 10 years, and get an abstract. So they won't force them, but they will stand there and make sure that you get the vehicle.
Well, Lico, thanks so much. I mean, it did sound like, I mean, this guy's car's been stolen, it sounds like to me.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's actually grand theft auto. If they go to JP court and file grand theft auto, they'll get the car.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right. 800-933-5372.
Let's talk to Miel in Dallas. Hello, Miel.
Hi. I, unfortunately, everyone else answered my
my answer for the plasticware, mm-hmm. but I want to insert that when you go to Whole Foods and they have the compost and the recyclable and the trash, the plasticware always goes in the trash. So all of those alternative ideas for reusing them and giving them to people that can use them is a great alternative to just throwing them out, even though those people will turn around and throw them out.
You're talking about the little infographic that has the bins you sort your stuff into, and it says at Whole Foods you're saying that the plastic forks and knives and spoons go in the trash.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
So, thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Time for maybe a couple more questions and answers. Jerry says Dave Lieber, who writes the Watchdog column in the Dallas Morning News, recommends on the solicitation calls to elderly parents or others, recommends going to nomorobo.com and registering your phone number with them, and the calls will stop. Jerry says, we did this, and it worked. So there's another lead on that. And let's see. Someone sent the guidelines on the emergency warning system, and I will – wow, it's pretty verbose, but the tests, are supposed to be tested during the first week of each month. The outdoor warning system will not be tested during periods in which severe weather is possible, so as to avoid confusion between actual severe weather and testing. Some cities may conduct additional testing to ensure systems are functioning properly as needed. And this is from the Federal Emergency Management Agency Outdoor Warning System Guide, CPG1-17R, in case you're following along at home. But these are the North Central Texas Outdoor Warning System guidelines. So, yeah, this is great. Thanks so much for sending this along. Let's get one more answer on this really quickly from Chris in Arlington. Chris, we got about 30 seconds.
All right, I'll be fast. I'll just say that I noticed in elementary school, actually, I live in Arlington, Texas, and during recess was at 1 o'clock, and the tornado sirens go off at 1 o'clock on the first Wednesday of every month. I noticed that as a child. And it's been that way for as long as I've lived here.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, anything you ever wanted to know. It's produced by Stephen Becker, who will be back next week. Engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. And Christine McConnell produces the podcast. You can find that podcast absolutely free at kera.org/anything. There's a subscribe link at the top of the page, and we have the last 10 shows available for download or for you to listen to there as well. And, of course, you can email your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to us at anything@kera.org. Or you can find me on Twitter. Once again, I'm at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Thanks so much to all of you for listening and for writing and calling in today. And everybody have a fantastic, and it kind of feels like fall out there. Have a fantastic, first air quotes, fall weekend. We'll see you next week.